It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Thank you for joining us for lunch. Today is May 8th, 2026, also known as National Coconut Cream Pie Day. I got to admit, I don't think I've ever had that, but that sounds pretty damn good. You might have to look into that. Still doing the scaled down version of the show as we prepare for the next phase of the lunch show. Transitioning from a radio show to a TV show format, which we're very excited about. So stick around for that. Subscribe to the show. Yeah, it's going to be great. So yeah, pretty busy now with a few other things. So that's what's holding up the process, but we are making headway here. I just wanted to give you another shorty here. Just to stay in touch, I just want to touch on a few news topics here. This one from Newsmax: U.S. launch, no, U.S. demands 20 years nuke ban. That's one of the demands in the Iran war talks, peace talks. And I just don't know that Iran has any. They don't. That's everything for them. That's their whole purpose in life, is destroying the U.S. and Israel. So, God, I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to see how this turns out, but I think a lot of people want to wrap that up so our gas prices don't get too crazy. They've gone up quite a bit. But, yeah, we can't let them have nukes. You know, we can't. We just can't have that. So if rising gas prices for a little while is what that takes, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I'm ready for cheaper gas personally. So this one from ABC News: Trump administration poised to accept, quote, palace in the sky, unquote, as a gift for Trump, for Qatar's sources. Sources say from Qatar. So basically, this is that jumbo jet that Qatar is gifting to the United States. It says to Trump, but it's really to the United States. Now, the weird thing is I don't know. Like, if this is replacing Air Force One, I don't think it is, because the article went on to say that before he leaves office, that plane will be assigned to the Trump library. So I don't know, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out. Like I said, like as far as the paint scheme and I think he's going to, it's going to be used by the Air Force while he's in office. If they get it, you know, get it set up and airborne and put into service. But, you know, by the time he leaves office, he will be flying around on that plane. It will be Air Force One, actually. It would have to, because any airplane that the president is on is Air Force One. So, yeah, the plane is a 13-year-old Boeing jumbo jet. I don't know if it's a 747. You know, I'm not up to speed on that. But it's that style plane. It's gigantic, and it's got that hump on the top of the front of the fuselage. So, yeah, it's got. Can you imagine how nice this thing is on the inside? Holy crap. But it'll be interesting to see what paint scheme they do. We've seen pictures of the proposed Air Force One new paint scheme. And, you know, I'm all about it. I love the traditional one, the light blue and silver and white. Or gold and white, maybe gold, silver, and white. But, you know, nothing great lasts forever. It's time to move on, I think. I think a red, white, and blue paint scheme might be more patriotic. So I approve of a new paint job, to be honest with you. Here's one from CNN. Oh, God. Apparently pro-Iran news network. Iran's, quote, mosquito fleet, unquote, means its battered navy still has bite. No, I don't think it does, CNN. I don't think it does. We can say... We can take these little boats out easily with our air force and helicopters and planes and ships, and they just have no chance. They're just annoying. They're like mosquitoes. They are like mosquitoes. You just smack them, you slap them off you. I don't know. But I'm ready for all that to end. Open up that strait, get the oil flowing. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Our relationship with a lot of the European NATO countries is not good right now because they turned our back on us when we needed them. And so... Not sure if we're just going to back out of NATO. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm not an expert in these things, so I'm waiting to see, just like you are. I can't predict, you know, accurately, but I will report it when it all goes down. So yeah, keep tuning in here. We're going to end this show. We keep them brief now, but we're going to end this show with good news. This one from Good News Network. Canadian woman gives free bikes and trikes to thousands of kids in the past 14 years. Hats off to that woman. That's awesome. Not bad for a Canadian. But yeah, we're going to call that the episode. Until the next episode, it might be a week or two. We're going to be launching this phase two soon. I've got something I've got to take care of. It's taking up a lot of my time, but we will be launching this phase two very soon. And it's going to be in TV show format, so very exciting. But until the next episode, no drinking and driving. Keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to the Lunch Show.